AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Today, Brittany Griner's wife, Sherelle, got the news she's been waiting months to hear. Griner is coming home.
It's just a happy day for me and my family, so I'm going to smile right now.
The WNBA star has been released from a prison in Russia. In exchange, the U.S. is releasing a notorious Russian arms dealer. Brittany Griner is free, but another American remains held in Russia. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Paul Whelan has been detained 4 years on spying charges. The Biden administration had hoped to bring him home with Griner.
Sadly, for totally illegitimate reasons, Russia is treating Paul's case differently than Brittany's.
The president says he'll keep working for Whelan's release. Now that her wife is free, Sherelle Griner says she's committed to the release of Whelan, too.
Today, my family is whole, but as you all are aware, there's so many other families who are not whole.
Whelan's brother says he's disappointed for his family, but so glad for Griner's release, and does not fault the U.S. for making the deal to free her. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The House is set to approve a bill protecting same-sex marriages. Virginia Republican Bob Good is voting no.
God's perfect design is indeed marriage between one man and one woman for life. And it doesn't matter what you think or what I think. That's what the Bible says.
Wisconsin Democrat Mark Pocan is gay. He wants rights.
I should be able to visit my husband in the hospital if need be, just like you can visit your spouse. My earned benefits for retirement and Social Security, our property rights, our benefits through our taxes, and so much more.
A new AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll finds 43% of adults say they approve the way President Biden is handling his job as president, while 55% disapprove. That's similar to October. Stocks are running higher in early trading on Wall Street. This is AP News. A new study says pausing breast cancer treatment for pregnancy appears safe. Many young women diagnosed with breast cancer delay pregnancy for years while they take hormone-blocking pills.
During that time, their fertility is decreasing and they're not allowed to get pregnant because the treatments can cause birth defects.
Dr. Ann Partridge at Boston's Dana-Farber Cancer Institute says a study was done on a 2-year break.
They may be able to actually interrupt their therapy, have a child, and then go back on the hormone blockers without any loss in survival.
After 3 years, about 9% saw cancer come back. More than 300 babies were born to women in the study, among them Amy Bianchi's now 4-year-old.
I have a lot of hope for a very long and bright future ahead of me, and thankfully that's with my wonderful son.
Mommy, mommy, mommy.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.